Hello everyone. Today you are going to learn an ancient Chinese secret that I apply when creating power sites. And the reason why I call them power sites is because A, they're nice to look at. You can design them to look any way you want, pretty much. B, they're going to have awesome search engine indexing power. C, they're going to be very, very fast loading. And D, they're going to be super easy to manage and expand. Okay, a few important notes that you may want to know about before we even begin is you can use any graphics program that you like. If you like GIMP, or maybe you like Photoshop or Illustrator, more than you like Fireworks, you don't have to use Fireworks. You can use any graphics program that you're comfortable with that you feel that you can create something like this in. And you'll also need a text editor. I'm going to be using Dreamweaver CS4, but it's not going to be necessary to use Dreamweaver. You can use something like Notepad++. I'm going to show you all the code that's going to be necessary. And we're going to use mainly just CSS and HTML with our custom graphics to create the power site. Now, I've already created my shell, my design, in Fireworks, complete. And you can see it's a little bit stubby. But you don't have to even worry about that, because this section here is going to auto-expand depending on how much content is in our respective individual pages on our site. It will auto-expand to fit that page's content. Since we're using CSS, and we're going to be using CSS backgrounds, it's going to be very, very easy to achieve fast-loading, auto-expanding sites that will hold all your content in your nice graphics. So, if you have no experience designing anything in Fireworks, if you go on YouTube and you type in the search bar Fireworks CS4 tutorial, I own that section. You'll see nothing but my videos come up, and a few other good tutors' videos will come up in that list, but mainly my tutorials will come up in that list, and you can learn how to create graphics, do all kind of tips and techniques for graphics creation within Fireworks CS4. So mine is complete already, so we're not going to be going over how I created all of these custom graphics from scratch. But I'll kind of pull it all apart here so you can see it. Just text, graphics, crap, more crap, more crap. My friend Ryan, this thing is just a bar, that's just a bar, that's just a bar, this is just a rectangle. So you can see, it's just custom graphics thrown together. Now let's press Control Z and slap that all back together the way it was. So you can see what my custom graphics are comprised of, and you can make your own shell and layout. Now let's get to moving on making this site. Okay, let's slice and dice this thing up. First thing I'm going to do is get my background. So I'm going to highlight this blurred shape on the end here, and then this blurred shape, because those two objects are going to be all that makes up my background. I don't want to be too overly distracting with my background graphics or my page layout, because I would rather the content in the pages, any photos or anything like that, really pop out. That's why you see my layout is very gray and almost bland looking until I get some content on the pages, and then those things will pop. And the background really won't distract from what's on the pages. The layout won't distract. Okay, so let's press Control X. Actually, no, just press Control C. Copy it. Leave this file the way it is, complete, and make sure you keep it saved. That way you can change it and manage it a little more easily. So just press Control C and let's go to File, New, and we're going to make a new file for the background. It'll have, if you're in Fireworks, it'll have the width and the height already specified for what you're about to pop in place. Press Control V. Now let's grab both of these and center them. And you'll see in Fireworks you get a center line right there, which helps out a bit. Let's make sure it's in. Yep, that looks good to me. Now, we take this file and Export Wizard. You go to Export Wizard, Continue, the web, exit, and then it'll say JPEG, GIF, and give you all kind of options of what kind of file you can export this as. A nice optimized file. We're going to export it as JPEG. Keep it nice and small. Look how big this background file is going to be, because there's not much going on mine. But Fireworks is good for exporting a nice optimized JPEG to use for your web page backgrounds. So I'm all set, ready to go. JPEG, 80% quality, that's all I need. 17 kilobytes. Now I'm going to go to where I am creating this site, which is on my D drive. It's in working on folder, my 5 sites. You go to any folder you're storing your site in. Mine is called Web Intersect New. This is the folder I'm creating my site in on my local machine. And then I'll FTP everything up to the web. So I'm going to go and create a new folder. This is kind of like, hey, let's make a new one for root. This is the root folder of the website, whatever your root directory would be. Let's go inside of that and make a new folder called style. In the style folder for the site, here next to the style folder would be like your index page, about us page, contact page, and we'll be creating all of that in just a little while. But first we need to get our style folder set up with these images. So we're exporting this JPEG. Let's call this BG. Save. Background's done. Okay, now let's go back over here. And you can also, then once you're done with that, save that file that we were creating the background on here. Save this file. Save as site imagery. You can see here I have the root. There's the style folder. But above the root folder, next to it, there's an imagery folder. This is where you want to save your raw PNG graphics, editable files, that you can then just manage and change up later if you want to change your site design down the road. Let's call this BG, and it's saving it as a Fireworks PNG editable file, so I can edit it later on whenever. Okay, our fast loading background's all set up. Now I'm going to work on getting my header. That's going to also be a well-optimized JPEG and its own little sliced out piece, which is going to be a CSS background that we can then put HTML elements all over, flash elements, graphics, whatever you want. You can put it on top. So what we'll do is highlight everything. I'm going to hold down control, the mouse wheel into my canvas there, zoom in and out. I'm going to highlight everything, and I'm going to hold down shift on my keyboard and deselect these background elements that we already saved. We don't want that. And I'm going to press Control G. I'm going to group that whole thing, so it's one big group. You see that? Now I'm going to highlight it. Press Control C. File, New. Width and height is all set up. Press OK. Control V. Now you can see on my edges there, I have a little, maybe 1 pixel white strip of canvas you can see there. So to get rid of that, it's pretty easy. You just go to canvas size. Instead of 976, let's make it 974, and that'll wipe out 1 pixel from each edge of the canvas there. Okay, perfect. Now it's nice and snug next to my gray line, the graphics of my header file here. So I'm going to drag this up, or just highlight it and press up on the keyboard. And now with the top all snug, to where that's only going to show in the canvas, we want to make sure we get this bottom section up to meet this line. If we want to take our header file and make it a fast loading header graphics, then we have to make sure we slice it out right. So we have the top all set up in the canvas. Now let's go to canvas size, anchor top middle, and let's make that maybe, I don't know, 210. Press OK. And you see what it did? It just shrunk the canvas to where it's only going to show a certain part of the graphics that you have on stage there, or in the canvas. So looks like we need to get rid of maybe 10, 12 more pixels. So let's top anchor down again from the top middle, and let's put this on 198. Okay. Maybe 2 more pixels. Let's go up here, click on the side, canvas size, 19, that might be 3 pixels. So let's try 195. I think that'll do it. That's good. So now it's perfectly snug just like I want. Now I'm going to go to File, Export Wizard, and you'll notice that this is still a group that you can ungroup and modify all these things if you wanted. Or you can modify them back at the main file here and then recreate your header file, which is simple. You saw how long that took me. It was just like a minute. And now I'm going to go to File, Export Wizard, Continue, the web, exit, make sure we're on JPEG, 80 is good. Now we're going to export it. See in the style folder here, right next to BG, we're going to put header. Save. Now you have a well-optimized JPEG header that's going to load super fast, and it can have any graphics you want in it. You'll be able to put any HTML elements on top of it as if they were part of it. Flash, images, whatever you want. Flash object files can go right up in there. Okay, so we need the body, and then we're going to slice up the footer. Okay, now at this point, you want to File, save this as the raw PNG in the imagery folder. That way you can edit it, open it up in a minute again, because we're going to be changing this file in a second. This untitled 5 is going to change up in a second. So we want to make sure we save this as it is right now as header raw PNG editable in the imagery folder. Press save. Now, no matter what we do to it at this point here, we'll always have that header ready to go. Because what I'm going to do right now is move this up. I'm just going to hold up on my keyboard with that group of items selected. When it gets to about right there, I can have a body section I'm going to make up right now. By clicking off to the side here, go to canvas size, and the body section could be really fast loading. You can make the height of it just 8 pixels if you want. I'm going to go with, maybe I should do 8. Let me try 16. 16 at first. Okay. That's good. I like that. And that will repeat. Actually, it might make those lines a little bit too thick. So let's go to... I'm going to want my little graphics, my little hatch design here on the edges to meet up just right. And if they don't, I can change it up. But right now, the body section's all set. You go to File, Save As, Imagery. In that imagery raw PNG folder that we got going, we're going to save this as body. Save. Now let's get the footer. And the footer might be able to be the same width or the same height. Let's see. Yeah, it'll work. Look how fast loading that's going to be. Okay, File. I haven't made JPEGs of them yet, but you can imagine how fast they're going to be. Let's call this footer in the imagery folder. Let's save it as raw PNG. Now we just go to File, Open. See, we are in the imagery folder. Open body and header backup. So we have body, footer, header. But basically you just want the body, the footer, and the header open now. We're going to save these as optimized JPEGs like we did before. File, Export Wizard, get the header into the style folder with our fast loading background. Let's go to JPEG, Export, Style, Header. I had saved one a little earlier, but I'm just going to overwrite that. Yours wouldn't have a header file in there yet. Now I'm going to do the same thing to the footer. File, Export Wizard, Continue, JPEG, Export. Call it footer. Save. Same thing with the body. File, Export Wizard, Continue, blah 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 blah. So you get the idea. We're saving a whole bunch of optimized JPEGs at little slices that we're going to piece together using CSS when we get into Dreamweaver or any text editor you have. So let's call this body. We're going to have a style sheet, a separated style sheet that's going to power our site. It's going to be in the style folder. So let's press save on the body, and we're all set. Now, we have all of these items that made up the shell of our site, sliced out as optimized JPEGs ready to go on a web page. We're going to use CSS, and we're going to continue on in part two, because I don't want to have this get too long-winded here. We'll continue on in part two, where we'll pick up in Dreamweaver and show you how to really get the site start to come to life and the design pieced together using CSS. Alright, so don't miss it if you're enjoying this series. Bye-bye.